Okay, topic number three. So, if I'm releasing these in order, this would probably go out on Thursday, I guess. Hopefully that means we've recorded our first episode. What first episode, you ask? Well, I got invited to... Okay, let's backstory first. Let's do backstory first, because I tend to have a habit of... No, actually, I tend to have of doing exactly what I'm doing right now, which is going backstory after I almost start telling a story. So, a few years ago, when I first started getting to podcast, I tried to find a Shadowrun-themed podcast. I was always interested in one. And, you know, I'm wondering if I actually talked about this previously here. In April. If you're hearing the story again, oh well, here, there's an update after the intro. A few years ago, tried to find a Shadowrun podcast. I found one, Hidden Grid. Great show, run by this guy named Zendead. Zend's a great guy. I like talking to him. He's a very creative, fan of the genre and the setting. Listened to him do a couple shows, even listened to him run a game for a few other podcasters. And back in 2010, even managed to meet him. Sat down, had sushi together, and talked about Shadowrun and what we could do. Well, life got busy for Zen. Personal reasons, and I'm not sharing his. But long story short, he's had a rough time kind of getting episodes out regularly. Just there's just been so much shit in the way. It just happens. But he hasn't lost the hunger for the setting, nor has he lost the hunger for podcasting. He loves the stuff, similar way many of you do that are listening, because at least I'm hoping you do. Otherwise, why are you listening to a essentially audio journal podcast? Anyway, so he made the offer of running a game on Hidden Grid and recording it and putting it. And we've been talking about this for months. Actually, probably talking about it for a year now, I'd say. But we made moves towards it back in February or March. We recorded an episode of all of us kind of talking about getting the game ready, getting together. Preamble, blah, 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 blah. A lot of good stuff was written down. A lot of good concepts were out there. I wrote all that shit down because it turns out I'm going to need it. Because I'm not going to be playing in that game anymore. Nope. Because, like I said, Zen just has some personal shit going down. And so... I'm stepping up. I will be running the game. I'll be recording it. And it should hopefully be coming out within the next month or two on the podcast. I'm not sure in the exact format we're going to do. I'd rather enjoy the Dungeons & Dragons podcast version of how they do their shows. I don't want to do like one a week like they do. But I like the short 20-30 minutes episodes of... You know, little segments here, little segments there. So that's what I might do. Not going to do that once a week, because that's annoying. For that short of an episode, it'll take us, 3 months or so to go through a single campaign. And I intend to play more often than that. So, that said, probably going to end up releasing 3 episodes a week. 20-30 minute episodes, whatever, something like that. Get us up to 6 hours per month of us just playing the game, having fun. And, maybe having a round table on top of that. These are going to be released on the Hidden Grid. I've got some of my normal, regular players doing the game. Most of them are new to Shadowrun or only played in one single session that I ran like a year or two ago. But since I am recording this and putting it out, I have a little bit more obligation to keep the campaign alive and running. And I'm actually doing a little bit more prep than what I normally do for Shadowrun. I'm the type of GM who I like to kind of play it fast and loose. Let the players decide the story. But since I want to do more than just kind of a Shadowrun one-shot, I want to have like a growing world. I'm laying some groundwork in terms of what's happening in the setting, who the power players, where the players could possibly go. That is not to say that I'm going to railroad the players into doing certain plot lines. If I present something to them and they kind of ignore it, then F it, they ignore it. But I'm looking forward to running the game. I'm looking forward to putting it out. But that's not the only thing I'll be doing for the Hidden Grid podcast. Oh no. Because Zen wants a coworker, a co-host. He wants somebody to help him out, to kind of bounce off of, somebody who knows the rules, somebody who is enamored with the setting as much as he is. And trust me, I love that fucking setting. So, oh sorry, I should probably say that properly. I love that fragging setting. Thank you, Shadowrun. Good night. Okay. Anyway. So, I'm looking forward to that. We're still kind of running into some recording issues. Like I said, I keep going back. It's kind of personal issues of Zen. And it's shit he's going to figure out on his time. In the meanwhile, we're going to get the podcast ready. In terms of the actual play. I do have a name for the actual play, by the way. It is called the Six World Chronicles. I know it's called that because I bought the URL, damn it. So, you know, I'm going to have the episode show up there as well as on the Hidden Grid. Most likely that's just going to point to the category of episodes for the Hidden Grid that's running the Six World Chronicles. So, you know, it's going to be some good stuff. Alright, so that's really about it when it comes to the game. You know, I'll have a lot more to talk about as I prep for the game and, you know, things I'm reading about, things I'm learning about, and just my general thoughts on what's going on. One other thing about Shadowrun. The Shadowrun Kickstarter campaign for Shadowrun Returns, I know I talked about that. I totally donated $125 to it. My name's going to be in the game and the credits as a thank you. Awesome. They completed their funding in spades. Like, their goal was $400,000. They made $1.8 million. Yeah. That's a lot of money. So hopefully that means they're going to come up with an awesome game. That also includes they are adding Riggers and Physical Adepts to the game. Two archetypes that did not make it into any of the previous Shadowrun games. That's pretty big. That's pretty awesome, actually. So, I'm looking forward to it. You know, I'm definitely glad I'm going to get my copy, and I'm glad I'm going to get my little, like, kind of bonusy stuff for being a supporter. Not going to go into a Kickstarter topic, because that's a topic for another time, but I'm not recording that tonight, because I probably don't have enough to say to fill 10 minutes. So, with that, I'm debating, do I want to be cheesy and give the customary, kind of Shadowrun log off? Let's see, shoot straight, conserve ammo, and oh yeah, never deal with a dragon.